ओम शांति। इंग्लिश अव्यक्त मोहरी ऑफ 4th February 1975। ऑल कॉन्फ्लुएंस एजेड एलिवेटेड सोल्स आर लाइक चात्रक्स थर्स्टी फॉर नेक्टर बर्ड्स जस्ट एज इट इज सेड ऑफ ओइस्टर्स दैट दे टर्न ड्रॉप्स ऑफ वाटर इनटू पर्ल्स बाय एक्यूमुलेटिंग देम इन देमसेल्व्स इन द सेम वे व्हाट डू यू ऑल द एलिवेटेड वर्जन्स और वर्ड्स ऑफ नॉलेज दैट यू हियर एंड इम्बाइब बिकम You also turn them into pearls, and each word has become here becomes one that makes you a multimillionaire. Each word becomes invaluable when you imbibe it, just as a chatrak bird swallows every drop. In the same way, you also listen to this knowledge and merge it into yourself. What practical form is visible from merging it into yourself? It is just as when someone's every thought, every word and every deed becomes the basis for accumulating multi-millions, that is, with the words spoken at every second, that soul is visible as multi-millionaire. The happiness and intoxication of physical wealth is visibly sparkling on his face, but it is still only temporary. However, the sparkle of happiness is constantly and clearly visible on the faces of those who are thirsty for knowledge. Do you see your sparkle in the mirror with your third eye at every moment? Do you check your account of accumulation every second? Do you have the practice of keeping a clear account of how much debit and how much credit you have in your account? Do you make a special time to check your account? If there is an income earned at one moment and a loss the next, if there is a lot of this fluctuation, you would then have to make a special time to think about it, to check it and do something about it. If there is a constant income and you are only accumulating all the time, if there is no question of any loss, that is, if your account is clear, then are you able to do your accounts whenever you want in a second? Do you check your result? At present, you are the ones who inspire other souls to burn away the sins in their accounts of many past births. So, are you not able to create your account like this? All of those are old accounts, whereas you are the ones who finish the old accounts and start the new accounts of your new birth. Do you experience all your old accounts finishing? If you do not know the method to completely finish the old accounts, then the little accounts that remain will continually make your conscience bite. Here also, if there is a little debt to Maya, then that creditor constantly harasses you. Such a debtor is also not known as a worry. Here there are some debts to Maya in the old accounts too, and this is why Maya distresses you again and again, or comes to you in some form of a mental debt. You have to settle that debt. So check your account and see that no debt remains in the form of some thought, sanskar or nature. Just as any physical illness or debt does not allow the intellect to become concentrated or stable, but pulls your attention to itself again and again, even against your will, in the same way the mental debt of any form of illness does not allow the yoga of the intellect to become concentrated, but becomes an obstacle instead. Now the time of completion is very close, so check all your accounts and finish any remaining accounts. You know how to do your accounts, do you not? You are master knowledgeful, are you not? The debt of the old accounts will either be in the form of sinful thoughts or in the form of a particular sanskar or nature. From these things, check as to whether all your thoughts are unified. You also only remember one, that is, you try only to remember the one, but something else happens. What pulls you towards itself and why? Is there some burden that pulls you towards itself? Anything light will never come down. It will stay in the stage of ascent. However, any type of burden with you will not go up, no matter how much you try to make it ascend. It will only come down. In the same way, check your thoughts, words, deeds, connections and service throughout the day. In service too, why is there a difference between your plans and the practical form in your thoughts and deeds? If you think about the reason for this, you will clearly be able to see that because of one or another weakness, there is a difference between the plans and the practice. you lack one particular power out of all powers. When a soldier goes into the battlefield without all of his equipment and at the time of the need he lacks even an ordinary weapon, because he lacks even that, there is a damage caused. So here too you need to have all the powers working together. That is, you need to have all your weapons with your intellect. You may be judging that something is ordinary, but even that ordinary matter deceives you when the time comes. And this is why your title is a Master Almighty Authority. The Father is the Almighty Authority and the children are the Master Almighty Authorities. To be victorious means to be one with all weapons. Together with checking, why are you not able to bring about change? There will only be change when you have all powers merged within yourself. That is, together with being knowledgeful, you also need that to be balanced with being powerful. If you are 75% knowledgeful and have 3 to 4 marks less in being powerful, even then you still need to have an accurate balance. The result of being knowledgeful is that planning, and the result of being powerful is the practical form. The result of being knowledgeful is to have the thoughts, and the result of being powerful is to become the embodiment. The closeness or equality of the two means to become an equal form in both aspects, that is to become perfect. The more you keep towards yourself busy in knowledge and yoga, the less courage and time the creditor will automatically have to come to you. Acha, Om Shanti.